read some verses from the beginning of John 17 and some verses from the end in our studies. I'd like to read a few verses from the middle of this chapter, beginning really with verse 6. John 17, verse 6. He says, "I've manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours." In this prayer, we have the words of the Lord Jesus saying to his Father that the work is finished. He said that earlier in the fourth verse, that he has finished the work which God had given him to do. And he says that they have understood these words which God has given him. He spoke exactly the words that God gave him to say to these that were following him. And they have received them. And they have known surely that they are true. We have the same opportunity to be just as certain of the Lord's sonship, his position as the Son of the Father. We have the same opportunity to be certain as these disciples. They have known surely that the Lord came from them, came from God, and they have believed that God sent him. But then we see that the Lord Jesus is very aware of the position of his people in this world. He says, "I pray for them. I pray, do not pray for the world," because the world was not listening to those words, but his people, the disciples, we, his followers, his people, his children, now also sons of God, are the ones that God, that the Lord Jesus prays for, because we are his. And now in verse 11, actually let's read verse 10. "All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them." We had said about the glory that the Lord Jesus had in verse 5, that he had with the Father, glory he has with the Father. And in verse 24 of this chapter, the glory that the Father had given to him, this additional glory as the one who had finished the work of redemption. Now here's a third way in which the Lord Jesus is glorified. "I'm glorified in them," in his people, in we, in us, here in this world, he's glorified. And look what it says then in verse 11. "Now I am no longer in the world." The Lord Jesus was going to be leaving this world. And the world would no longer have, you might say, an opportunity to see Jesus Christ come in the flesh. The Word made flesh, dwelling among men. The light from heaven, shining upon every man that is born into the world. Would no longer have the opportunity to see that testimony, to hear those words that were always perfect, to see the footsteps that were always devoted to the will of the Father. He's leaving the world. He's bodily going to be ascending up into heaven, going to the Father's house, going to where the Father is, the place that he would finally have that unique relationship restored again, in a sense. In one sense, it was never broken, as we have said today. And in another sense, the Lord Jesus was, could we say, he was thrilled to be going back to where his Father was. So he was no longer in the world. And yet it says, "These are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me." And so, though the world doesn't any longer have the Son bodily here, the world has these still here. And we are sons. We are those who have that same character, as we were saying. We have the Lord Jesus, who is the unique Son, in a unique sense, the only begotten of the Father. But now he was bodily leaving the world. He would no longer be here. But these are still in the world. And so it's an opportunity for us. How do we see that the Lord Jesus would be glorified in us, in his people? It's because we're still in the world. And so the world does still have an opportunity to see the sonship character. It's because our footsteps can still please the Father the way the Lord Jesus did. We have the Spirit of God. We have the opportunity to understand the mind of Christ. We can have the mind of Christ in us. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, it says in Philippians chapter 2. He lived this way, and we're told to have that same mindset. He would be glorified in us because we are still here in the world. And may it be so that as sons we show that glory.